The Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey is a leading provider of advanced reproductive technologies, sharing its knowledge with you. It's time for Fertility Talk with RSCNJ. Here's Melanie Cole.
An ectopic pregnancy is an early pregnancy that occurs outside of the normal location for developing pregnancy. My guest today is Dr. Jessica Mann. She's board-certified reproductive endocrinologist and infertility specialist with the Reproductive Science Center in New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mann. So tell us a little bit about ectopic pregnancy and what it really is.
Thank you so much for having me today talk about this topic, and it's this very important topic. So ectopic pregnancy is that any pregnancy that does not implant or basically in the womb. So anything outside of the womb is considered an ectopic pregnancy. And this, there are many different parts of the reproductive system. The most common area where an ectopic pregnancy is found is in the fallopian tube, so in the tube, the tubal pregnancy. The majority of them, up to about 98% of the ectopic pregnancies, are in the tube.
Does a woman find out right away that she's got an ectopic pregnancy, or does it take a little while to figure this out?
Yeah, this is where, you know, it takes a little bit. So you cannot find out right away. You have to allow some time for the hopefully normal pregnancy to develop, and when the levels of hormone, the pregnancy hormone, are followed, and if these rise appropriately or inappropriately in the case of a concern for an ectopic pregnancy, then an ultrasound is performed. And an ultrasound is how we are able to track the location of the pregnancy. So that's the most important part. We have to allow some time to see if the pregnancy, like I said, manifests as it being inside the pregnancy. And if it's not in the pregnancy within a certain amount of time, the concern for ectopic is something that we need to follow closely.
How scary for a woman to find out that she's got ectopic pregnancy. So what do you do once they find that out? Can you carry it through to full term?
That's a very good question, because sometimes patients hear pregnancy and they think, well, it's okay, it's still a pregnancy. And unfortunately, it's not typically a pregnancy that's going to be viable, that you can carry through term safely. Rare form of ectopic pregnancy is where the pregnancy implants outside of the womb completely and in the abdomen. And those pregnancies can actually make it to the second trimester and carry. You know, there have been occasional reports of babies being born, and that's extremely rare, and not to mention extremely dangerous for a patient, for a woman.
So what about the health of the woman if you've discovered that this is what's going on? Is her health at risk?
Definitely. Her health is at risk in terms of the fact that since this pregnancy is not in the womb, where the nice muscle of the uterus is able to withstand the growth of the embryo and the baby, developing baby, then any other area is not an area that give the embryo nutrients. And so it can rupture. And that's the biggest concern, that if it ruptures, that means the area basically opens up, then the risk is that the patient, the woman, can hemorrhage inside her belly. And so that's the big concern.
And are there some symptoms that a woman might be aware of early on that would signal, wow, I better get to the doctor, something's not right?
You know, that is where, unfortunately, with these pregnancies, so they are diagnosed early on, some of the symptoms can mimic that of a normal pregnancy. That they can have cramping, and a normal pregnancy can also have cramping. A little bit of more of a hallmark is when they have unilateral pain, meaning like I have pain on only one side. I have a little bit of spotting. So those symptoms can they're not necessarily indicative of an ectopic pregnancy, but those symptoms, along with close monitoring of the pregnancy levels, the hormone by a blood test, are things that we can follow to see and diagnose an ectopic pregnancy.
And what treatments are available, doctor?
There are medical options and there are surgical options. So the medical options typically entail an injection that is given to a patient, and usually the goal is to take care of the pregnancy and disintegrate it, if you will, inside the tube or wherever it is that we don't see it. Unfortunately, the medication is used. It's called methotrexate, and it's a scary word. It is a chemotherapy agent. When people hear chemotherapy, they get really worried. But the level of dosage that we give is very low. It doesn't cause the side effects that you see with the chemotherapy agents for cancer treatments. So they're typically very safe. However, it's still devastating that you're going to talk to your doctor about a good outcome, a healthy, hopefully a good pregnancy, and you have to deal with something like this, like an ectopic pregnancy. So it can be devastating. And the surgical option is sometimes if patients fail methotrexate, the medical management, or patients that are not candidates because either they ruptured the pregnancy or because there is a more advanced gestation, then usually it entails going into the patient's abdomen with a camera and identifying the pregnancy and removing it. And unfortunately, at times they have to remove the whole tube if that's where it is.
So this is a pretty sad condition for women. What hope do you give them when you have to give them this kind of news? And are they able to then get pregnant again?
Yes, fortunately, with technology that we have today, the chance of a woman developing another ectopic certainly rises after one. It can be as high as to 20% risk of recurrence after one ectopic. And the presence of an ectopic is actually the greatest risk factor for a subsequent ectopic. So, it's a problem, anatomical problem. It could be a tube, like I said, somewhere else. But the ovaries are still there. And, yes, there is hope. The best way to maximize the chances would be to proceed with something like in vitro fertilization, where you don't have to use the tubes anymore. And so you really minimize the risk of an ectopic. From 20%, you reduce it to as low as 2 to 4%, the risk of another ectopic. And so there are definitely there's definitely hope. Not everybody needs to do IVF either. There are patients that if the other tube looks healthy and fine, it's a discussion you need to have with each patient, and so they could potentially conceive spontaneously with the other tube, and we've had patients that do that too. But it's important for them to be aware that the risk of an ectopic is, 1 in 5 subsequently. It's a little higher this time, and so some patients choose to reduce that risk even further and maximizing the chance of a live birth with IVF.
In just the last few minutes, Doctor, and it's such important information that you're giving us today, tell women what you really want them to know about ectopic pregnancy and if there's any lifestyle or prevention things that you would like them to know and why they should come to the Reproductive Science Center in New Jersey for their care.
Well, thank you. That's actually a very, very good question because I tell patients, one of the risk factors for ectopic pregnancy is actually smoking. And, smoking has many, many bad effects on not just, the increased risk of ectopic, but also decreasing the egg reserve. So this is something that definitely they have control over. And, they can come and schedule an appointment. If anybody has any interest about how to improve their chances of a successful live birth, we have a discussion with you about each person is a unique person. So we treat you as it's needed depending on your case, and hopefully we can be of help in any way in building families in the future.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Fertility Talk with the Reproductive Science Center in New Jersey. For more information, you can go to fertilitynj.com. That's fertilitynj.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.